어서 오세요. 오늘 첫 수업은 인사입니다.
Hello and welcome to the Rocket Korean Premium Interactive Audio Course. Our first lesson is on greetings. My name is Kelly, and I will be your host throughout the series. I'm from the U.S., but have spent a lot of time living in Korea. It's a beautiful country, and the same goes for its people. But I'm not the only one here to guide you on your language learning adventure. I'm joined by two lovely presenters, Soojung and Taeyu, who are both native speakers from Korea.
안녕하세요.
안녕하십니까?
Now, it's important to emphasize one thing. The goal of our audio lessons is conversational fluency. What's that exactly? Well, it just means that you don't need to become an expert in the language to go out and use it. We want you to get confident and comfortable speaking Korean in the shortest possible time. We want you to be able to communicate in Korean whenever and wherever you want. Sure, there's always more to learn when it comes to the grammar, structure, and mechanics of the language. And learning about Korean culture is an endless and endlessly rewarding experience. But in these lessons, it's all about listening and understanding, then being able to respond in turn and on cue with great pronunciation and an ever-expanding vocabulary. On that note, why don't we hear a few things about Soojung and Taeyu so you know who you're dealing with. Let's start with Soojung.
안녕하십니까? 이수정입니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다. 저는 한국 이화대에서 마케팅 디자인을 배웠습니다.
Thanks, Soojung. So, you're a design graduate from the Ewha University in Korea. What about you, Taeyu?
네, 안녕하세요. 김태우입니다. 대한민국 해병대 출신입니다. 제대하고 부모님과 미국으로 이민 갔습니다.
Wow. So you were in the South Korean Marine Corps before you emigrated to America with your family? That would have been quite an experience. We're very glad to have you both on board, and I'm sure we'll learn more about you as we progress through our lessons. As we go through the lessons, we'll try to expose you to as much spoken Korean as possible. The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation, and in this Rocket Korean Premium Interactive Audio course, we'll teach you to do just that. It's interactive because you'll be speaking Korean with us during each lesson. As a result, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud. Repeating the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but we all know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you to say them on cue. So guys, let's begin our first lesson. We'll be covering basic Korean introductions and greetings. Let's imagine our speakers are students that ran into each other just before their classes start. Ready? Okay. So Soojung bumps into Taeyu outside their school.
태우 씨, 안녕하세요. 반갑습니다.
아, 예. 안녕하세요. 잘 지내셨어요?
네, 오랜만이에요.
안녕히 가세요.
It sounds like we've just had our first Korean conversation. It'll be a bit tricky at first, but we'll get the hang of it. Soojung and Taeyu have exchanged hellos. Next, they asked one another how they were doing. Let's start with that first sentence.
태우 씨, 안녕하세요. 반갑습니다.
태우, how are you? It's nice to see you. And in parts,
태우 씨,
태우,
안녕하세요.
Hello, how are you?
반갑습니다.
It's nice to see you. Soojung just said hello in the polite way, used when people meet up. After saying his name, she adds the word
씨,
which is like an extra topping on a name, during a greeting, used to add a bit of class or formality to the tone. Just one other thing to note there, Soojung must know Taeyu well, because she has greeted him by name. In Korea, it's considered rude to say someone's name directly like this, unless you already know them. Next, Soojung says,
안녕하세요.
The word
안녕
means literally safe and sound. Well,
하세요
is used to politely ask, are you? 수정 then says,
반갑습니다.
The words
반갑
mean good to see or nice to see. While
씁니다
is used here to say it is. You might notice here that unlike English, you don't have to say the word you. So literally, all you are saying is, nice to see it is. During every lesson, you'll get a chance to practice the pronunciation of each new word or phrase as we go along. Are you ready to give it a try? Sujung will say the words again and leave a pause so that you can practice them after her. Make sure you say the word aloud to really get a feel for that pronunciation. I'm telling you, it won't work if you just repeat them in your head. Let's practice these words after Sujung.
태우 씨 태우 씨 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. 반갑습니다. 반갑습니다.
반갑습니다. And as a full sentence,
태우 씨, 안녕하세요. 반갑습니다. 태우 씨, 안녕하세요. 반갑습니다.
Great. Good job. You've just said your first words in Korean. Now, let's see what 태우 has to say.
아, 예. 안녕하세요. 잘 지내셨어요?
Or, yes, how are you? Have you been well? Let's break that sentence down into parts.
아, 예.
Yes.
안녕하세요.
Hello, how are you?
잘 지내셨어요?
Have you been well? We could easily change
아, 예.
to
아, 네.
Both have the same meaning of, oh, yes, or, oh, really. In Korean, there are different ways of addressing people depending on how formal the situation is. Do you remember the phrase, hello, how are you? It's
안녕하세요.
This is usually used when two people do not know each other or to an elder. However, there's an even more formal and polite way to greet someone. And that is by saying
안녕하십니까?
This is used more for business or traditional meetings. It's great to have this variety of words to use, and Koreans just love it when you can use them in conversation. Let's do a quick review. Can you tell me the word used after someone's name as a sign of respect? The answer we're looking for is
씨.
Excellent. Now, 태우 is going to repeat his three lines for us again, with a pause after each, so that you can repeat after him, out loud. Ready? Take it away, 태우.
아, 예. 아, 예. 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요잘지내셨어요잘지내셨어요
And now, let's say those lines all together.
아, 예. 안녕하세요. 잘 지내셨어요? 아, 예. 안녕하세요. 잘 지내셨어요?
So, what does Soojung have to say about this?
네, 오랜만이에요.
Or, yes, it's been a long time. In parts,
네,
yes,
오랜만,
long time,
이에요.
It is. The word
네
is such a great word. It can be used to express lots of different things. Here, we're using it to say yes, but it's also used to say oh, or ah, and even mm. Adding the
이에요
after
오랜만
is a bit like adding the it has been to the long time. The sentence structure of the language is totally opposite to English, but don't worry, this often makes it easier, and you will get the hang of it in no time at all. Before we get to practicing, can you tell me how to say, oh, really, in Korean? The answer we're after is,
아, 예.
That's a good warm-up for our upcoming Rocket Review. But first, let's try and repeat this sentence after Soojung.
네. 네, 오랜만이에요. 오랜만이에요.
And all together.
네, 오랜만이에요.
Well, it sounds like the two of them are ready to say their fond farewells. Let's hear what Tae-woo says to part ways.
안녕히 가세요.
Or, goodbye. Let's hear that in parts.
안녕히.
Safe and sound.
가세요.
Leaving. Literally, this translates as, be safe leaving, please. But of course, in English, we would just say, goodbye. There are two forms of goodbye. When someone is leaving you, you say to them,
안녕히 가세요.
Which, as you've just heard, means, be safe and sound leaving, please. However, if you are the one doing the leaving, for example, after dinner at a friend's house, but they are staying in their own home, you say, be safe and sound staying, please. Or,
안녕히 계세요.
You will soon learn that Korean is very literal and often easier to understand than English because it gets straight to the point. Before we hear the conversation again, can you tell me how to say, how are you? In Korean?
안녕하세요.
And now it's your turn. Let's practice. Repeat after Tae-woo.
안녕히. 안녕히. 가세요. 가세요.
And all together.
안녕히 가세요. 안녕히 가세요.
So, let's repeat the whole conversation again. I hope you're not exhausted. Take a breather if you like. And remember, you can always repeat anything in this lesson until it's stuck in your head like your favorite pop song.
태우 씨, 안녕하세요? 반갑습니다.
아, 예. 안녕하세요. 잘 지내셨어요?
네, 오랜만이에요.
안녕히 가세요.
Good job. You've almost completed your first lesson. Now only one task remains, and that would be the Rocket Review. The Rocket Review is designed for you to gauge your own progress and to see how many words and phrases you can recall when we put you on the spot. Here's how it works. I'll say a sentence, word, or phrase in English, taken from the dialogue, and you have to tell me how you'd say it in Korean. Then, we'll give you the answer, and you can see if you got it right. There will be a pause to repeat after the correct answer. Ready? Let's go. What do you add at the end of someone's name to make it a little more polite?
씨.
How do you say, Hello, how are you?
안녕하세요.
How do you say, How have you been?
잘 지내셨어요?
How do you say? It's been a long time.
오랜만이에요.
How do you say goodbye?
안녕히 가세요.
Got them down pat yet? Let's go over them one more time. I'll say them first in English, and then Tae-u or Soo-jung will say them after me in Korean. Try saying the words after them. Hello, how are you?
안녕하세요.
How have you been?
잘 지내셨어요?
It's been a long time.
오랜만이에요.
Goodbye.
안녕히 가세요.
참 잘하셨어요.
Well done. Well, we've crossed the finish line in our very first lesson in the Rocket Korean Premium Interactive audio series. Make sure you practice the words and phrases that we learned today, because you'll be needing them in your next lessons. There's no harm in going back over ground already covered and repeating these lessons, so you can refresh your memory and practice your conversational skills. In fact, when you go back and repeat earlier lessons, you'll find that seeing how far you've come is serious motivation in itself. And it will help you tackle the lessons that lay ahead. So from Tae-u, Soo-jung, and me, Kelly, we wish you the very best of luck as you continue on your Korean language journey. Not to worry, we'll be with you every step of the way. In our next lesson, we'll look at how to introduce yourself and learn the ropes of more formal greetings. Until next time.
안녕히 계세요. Goodbye.